Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics since he was a little kid. Words are the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Peter Price. Pete Price is a veteran singer and songwriter who recently released a well-thought-provoking first solo album, Department of the Interior, which combines Americana, rock, and blues genres. His album was recently named one of the top releases from Dayton, Ohio music scene for all of 2022. Pete's career spans multiple decades, having appeared on the same bills as The Guess Who, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Kansas, Martina McBride, and many other national acts.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Sorontos?
I'm doing good, man. So that's kind of a cool story. So that's pretty impressive company you've kept, my friend.
Well, you know, after a few decades, you know, you just sort of, you get those things every once in a while.
Yeah, that's cool. Who's your favorite act to be around?
I think the Guess Who was the most fun. Still had some original members from the group, and they brought a whole lot of energy. They still could play those songs just the way they came out of the studio.
Yeah.
So that was a great one. Kansas was also pretty high energy.
Yeah, for sure. That's really cool.
Yeah.
What started you on your musical journey?
Well, you know, I guess it started very early for me. My father was a minister, and I was kind of a rambunctious kid, and he was looking for things to get me to do that would, you know, keep me out of trouble, I guess. And so he got me involved in the choir, and we had a choir master who was kind of a stern Englishman, and he tried to get me involved, kind of tried to get me to focus, and I finally, you know, started doing some solos, and the parishioners thought I sounded really good. So anyway, those strokes kind of got me into a career in music, and in grade school, I joined a band, and then I kept that going. I became more of a singer and songwriter, learning how to play Bob Dylan songs and performing those through high school and into college. And then, so, you know, it just kind of went from there, sort of very organic, really.
Are there any musicians that you admire?
Yes. I mean, Dan Fogelberg is really one of my favorites because he's such a great songwriter and he's such a great storyteller. Another one is Jackson Browne. And for the same reasons. And I really like the Allman Brothers too. I think Greg Allman was a very underrated songwriter and certainly a wonderful singer. And I just loved the Allman Brothers. I loved the way they sort of created that fusion between blues and rock and even some jazz thrown in. So those are three that come to mind. And of course, you know, Paul McCartney and John Lennon and George Harrison were all tremendous songwriters.
Yeah. I'm listening to these acts that you're describing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're very cool. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe like 20% of our audience has no clue who these people are. But I guess that's part of the cool thing of Spotify and Apple Music is all these old acts are new again, you know?
That's true. And, you know, especially Dan Fogelberg, he's so underrated and he's kind of been forgotten, but he is just a tremendous songwriter and a great performer too. I saw him three times during his career, and each show was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your main instrument?
It's guitar.
Okay.
You know, I noodle around on other string instruments, and I have been trying to learn how to play piano, but, you know, playing piano is kind of like walking and chewing gum at the same time. So getting your hands to do two different things. I don't know how drummers do it, you know, where they've got both feet doing different things and both hands doing different things. But, you know, it must be how their brains are wired.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what your typical week is like.
Well, I kind of have a daily routine. I try to get up as early as I can. I, you know, check out the news and check out, you know, emails and stuff like that and do the correspondence. And then, I am studying a couple languages. I've been studying Italian for 3 years and I just, started learning French. So I do my, foreign language lessons, and then I pick up the guitar and, probably spend, you know, 45 minutes just, either practicing stuff that I need to be prepared for live shows. But I always take a little bit of time and just kind of noodle around, because those ideas, you just don't know when they're going to come up. And if they bubble to the surface, I've got my cell phone right there and I can just record that new idea, you know, very quickly. When I was younger and I didn't have that technology, you know, those thoughts were lost, but now with cell phones, you can record them all, good and bad.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
So, you know, I do that, and then I'm retired now, but I keep a pretty busy schedule. I own rental properties, and so I, you know, have to take care of those. And, you know, there's usually stuff to be done around the house and, you know, meetings to go to and stuff like that. I used to be a small businessman and sold my business. So I'm still somewhat involved with that as well.
Okay, fair enough. How did you achieve this music career?
Well, I guess, you know, what I'm doing currently, I mean, I've always been a songwriter. And I've probably been writing for 40 years anyway, actually even longer, but writing decent songs for 40 years. But I just never really had the opportunity or the time or the confidence to embark on my present iteration of what I'm doing musically. And when COVID hit and we were unable to perform anymore, I had to channel that energy somewhere. And so I channeled it into songwriting and found out that I was still pretty good at it. And so I had met a guy. Actually, we rode bikes in the Tuscany area of Italy together, and we found out that we had mutual interest in music, and he was a songwriter, and he was going down to Nashville, and I sent him one of my songs, and so we sort of co-wrote it together, and he decided that he was going to record it, so he invited me down for the session, and I was just blown away by just everything. The whole experience was amazing. And so the next time he had a session, I had a song ready, and I asked if I could tag along and record my song. And so I did that, and that really got me started. It got me really juiced to, you know, just sort of do my own thing and record my own album. And so Department of the Interior was the result of that.
What do you have kind of planned up for the next 6 months?
Well, let's see. I guess, you know, first of all, I want to do the best I can to promote the songs that are on this album. But then I also have a live album that we did that I'd like to start putting out. In fact, some of the videos are already up on my YouTube channel, but I'd like to start doing that. And then I'm getting ready to start album number two. I've got about 18 songs, and I need to weed those down to, 11 or 12 of the best ones. So we'll probably start recording that. In fact, I met with the sound engineer today, and we're planning on getting started fairly soon on that.
Okay. Tell us about the song we're going to hear.
Diamonds in the Sky, being from the business world, I've put it in terms of this was kind of my mission statement for the album. And it tells the story of sort of where I was at mentally and emotionally, where at the start, I just wasn't sure if, I had the confidence and the skill and the perseverance and everything to pull this off. And so I started, I had a lot of fear, then I, got in and I just decided, I'm just going to take it step by step. I'm just going to do the best I can every day and do this moment by moment. And then, the third verse is basically, I sort of through this process really found myself in many ways. I learned things about myself that I just didn't know before. And this sounds cliche, but it actually made me a better person by just, going through this process and realizing that I could do something like this.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right. Tell you what, let's take a listen to it and then we'll come back and talk, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
I wait for the storm to obey. No more diamonds in the sky. I face the storm alone. Blue skies all gone, leaving me to carry on. That was a time in my life when I could not. Waiting for me.
Thank you for sharing that, Pete. That was a pretty cool song, man.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
What advice would you give somebody that's just getting started?
The thing that's important is to, you know, find your own voice. Don't apologize for who you are and what you think. Everybody has their own unique combination of the way they look at the world, the way they express themselves. And so don't lose yourself. Don't give yourself away. You know, stay true to yourself. That would be the first thing that I would say. And then the second thing is, you know, like, okay, Dolly Parton says that she writes every day. I don't write every day, but I think about music and I try to play music and I try to push things along every day. And so I would say, you know, just try to at least think about music every day. And then probably the third thing is, you know, from a legal angle of things, you want to make sure that you know what you're doing going in, like work for hire agreements, you know, just that stuff that is easier to do up front than it is after you've, you know, gotten everybody to play on your record, and then you've got to go back after the fact and execute all these things. So, you know, just doing your homework is super important.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think, now that you brought up, what do you think about people that basically don't do their own stuff? They hire someone to write their lyrics. There's obviously a lot of celebrities that do similar type things where someone makes the music, the lyrics, and then they do these work for hire agreements. And then basically people are like, wow, that superstar, you know, great songwriter, but they don't even know, like, you know, anything about chords or anything about melody. They basically have it all done for them.
Well, I mean, you know, they've got something going for them. They're, you know, either incredibly attractive, have great voices, or, you know, a combination of, you know, many, many attributes that make them a star, you know, and they've got that star power. And so, I mean, I don't take anything away from people who have, you know, become famous and probably rich from doing that, because, you know, they're doing something right. But there are so many incredibly talented musicians out there and songwriters that, you know, just never go anywhere. And it's really a shame, because, I mean, I hear them all the time. I go out to, you know, open stages and stuff in my little town, and I just hear all this talent. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I think your answer is probably the most, it was heartfelt, and it wasn't just one of these politically correct answers, but I read a great bio from Steve Martin, who's like, be so good they can't ignore you. And I think people sometimes get caught up in these, you know, hey, they didn't do this, they didn't do, I'm trying to learn all the time. 10 years ago, I was throwing loops together and hiring people to do, like, you know, the guitar part or something. And then I learned how to play the piano. And then I think all you could do is just keep trying to get better. But like you said, if they have a talent and it's part of the process. And I think, let's not focus on negativity. Everyone's got their shtick and what they're trying to do. But I personally am just always trying to get better and learn. That's all I can do.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do is be the best you that you can be. So, and that's what life is all about. If you're a student of life, you're always trying to learn about yourself, about how to interact with other people. And if you are introspective enough and follow your thoughts enough, there are tremendous songs in there. There are valuable lessons. And so, you know, I just think if you're true to yourself, you're going to and become the best person that you can. That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, that's very well put. Tell us a little bit about where the fans can buy your stuff, stream it. Where can they get in contact with you?
Well, let's see. They can go to my website, which is PetePriceMusic.com. and they can pick up the album there. I also have a Bandcamp page that is Pete Price 1 at bandcamp.com, and they can pick up the album there. There's also a free download of the live recording that I've put up on Bandcamp, and they can pay whatever they want for that. Those are the two best ways. And then I also have some physical CDs on CD Baby. If somebody, you know, still listens to CDs and they want a CD with the artwork and all that, they can go to CD Baby and pick one up there. Or, they can even contact me if they want.
So any special surprises you got for the fans that we haven't talked about yet?
I don't know. Do you want to hear a new song?
Sure. We got like a minute, whatever you want to give us here. Go ahead.
Well, actually a minute's not going to be long enough to, play okay. a song, but that's all right. I would just keep an eye peeled. There's a lot of stuff that I'm going to be, putting out this coming year. And, So follow my website and, check out the Bandcamp page and see the new releases. And, you know, if you like my music, send me a message.
I love your message, Pete. You're a very laid back, cool dude. I could tell that you're comfortable in your skin, and it was great having you on the show, man.
Well, thanks a lot, Sam. And, you know, I appreciate you providing a forum for songwriters like me.
It's really cool, man. Thank you again. Thank you for being on the show.
All right. You take care.
You too. So to any listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your time with Pete and I. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. Love you guys.
Started with love, fun in the sun. Young on the run, we were the lucky ones. Things were easy and we held on tight. We kept on talking until we didn't. We lived in fear so full of hate. Lost in aches, no longer felt safe. Things got bad and we slept apart. No more anything we just did. But we refused to give up. We didn't want to be apart. We climbed up out of our ruts, made a brand new start. The song of life has both high and low notes. We don't always get it right the first time. But if you don't quit, keep trying like we did, you just might make it. We failed. Failed until we did it. Your story's the same, you're fighting too. Asking questions you don't want answers to. You swear you'll never taste the kiss again. You're just another couple in so much trouble. Yeah, you're like us, yeah, we've been there too. Running scared, hoping the prayers come true. But we wouldn't quit, kept working hard. Oh yeah, we did it, and you can too. But we refused to give up. We didn't want to be apart. We climbed up out of our ruts, made a brand new start. The song of life has both high and low notes. You don't always get it right the first time. But if you don't quit, keep trying like we did, just might make it. Like we did, we failed until we did.
Until we did.
Remember that our lives to be tough,
so keep trying.
Remember
Everybody likes a little win.
Keep on trying, never quit.
The song of life has both high and low notes. You could always get it right the first time. But if you don't quit, you try to time. Like we did, just might make it. Cause we two failed until we didn't. Failed until we didn't.
I mean, I guess it's cliche, but they say quitters never win, right? And it felt like we were failing so many times, time and time again. But we just kept trying and trying, and eventually, we did it.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.